brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting installment
of the V
A
R
show with your host that does the most.
Yeah,
the one that is good at making toast.
Uh-huh.
The jabroni eating, eyebrows raising, and only DJ Stones.
And with him is the dead man, The Undertaker. With him is DJ Sticks, the host that does not boast. And he's from the West Coast.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And boy, we got a good show for you today.
Great show. Lots of news and lots of bottles.
Yeah, the great bottler.
Yes. We are a show that promotes recycling. That's why we have bottles in today's show. Bottling of leagues. But anyway, before we get into all of that, let's listen to these.
Yo, I'm just trying to get my mind right, ducking out the limelight, yeah. Distant from the drama and just trying to treat my wife nice. Hustling full of goals, diamonds in the rough, feeling pressure but we still shine, finna come up. And I felt them hard burdens of them lonely days, no pot to pee in, broken eating bay. I'm in peace in the struggle, calm under pressure, accustomed to the tussle, it just made me stronger. Reasons why I celebrate the king. He died for my sins. I'm humbled to esteem. Blessed to be a chosen vessel. This world can't hold me. Jehovah Jireh got me, so these junkers can't clone me. Blessed to be alive, y'all. Could've died the old me. That would've been a tragedy. These words would've had a cease. Would've been a casualty. And yo, I was sinning deep. Breaking God's heart. That's why I'm grateful that I'm set free.
I've been through some things in this life of mine. Felt I couldn't win till Christ came in my life. Had a rough start, losing double time. But then I came back and went to overtime. I felt I couldn't win till Christ came in my life. And then I came back and went to overtime.
Looking at them cards, I was dealt. Them idols been dead, homie, broken off the shelf. And I don't got a rap like everybody else.
Yeah.
I'm clearly something different, boy, banking on myself. Listen, trusting in the king, humbled by the chosen one, walking with the truth, so I listen to the chosen son. These bars are anointed, I ain't the only one, but shouldn't be ignored like a crook with a loaded gun. I'm grateful for the air that I breathe, the skin that I'm in, boy, the fact I really need. When them times get hard, I just bow on my knees, no longer looking for trees to get high when feeling grief. No longer pouring up Henny or swigging the OE. I'm set now, boy, not slurring off codeine. Not hanging hard with thugs or ducking the police. Not running from my past, I face it with God's peace.
I've been through some things in this life of mine. Felt I couldn't win till Christ came in my life. Had a rough start, losing double time. But then I came back and went to overtime. I felt I couldn't win till Christ came in my life. And then I came back and went to overtime.
And we are back.
Yeah, we are back. We are back
with the heat.
Like a heat whore.
And I have some breaking news. I don't know if we want to start with these news.
Break that news. Topic, you know? Break those news.
So obviously, the what's been trending. So obviously, there's the final deals that we know, like Mbappe to Madrid is sort of like a 90%.
Yeah.
95. Where's he going to go if he doesn't go to Madrid?
Man United, but yeah.
Okay, cool. What? Okay. I heard something interesting last week, which I think I mentioned to you.
Yeah.
But I want us to just say one or two opinions on it. Joshua Kimmich.
I like how you completely changed your topic. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to one direction and I'm like, oh, no. Whoa. Besides Mbappe, there's one hot transfer. Hot, which is Joshua Kimmich. And I feel like people aren't really...
So...
You don't know.
I think he would be a good addition to like whatever team he goes to.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
what are the teams though?
I believe he's born 1995. How old is he?
He's turning 29 this year.
So yeah, that's about like 29.
He's turning 29. Isn't his peak years?
And I believe the problem we have, you know, with things like Football Manager and like FIFA and like the amount of young talent that there is in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of rule out people as soon as they start getting to their 30s. No. Forgetting that 30 is actually like your peak physique, you know?
Peak.
Yeah, you know, I think because of things like FIFA, Football Manager, and also just generally the amount of young players we have in the world.
Yeah.
We kind of lose sense that we think that a 30-year-old is like too old, you know? Like
washed out.
He's washed out, you know? And yes, I think when they hit 30s, in their 30s, that is their peak, meaning that... Well, it should be their peak, meaning that they're not going to get any better than they are in their 30s, from 30 to like 32, 33.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a very good player because you have a defensive midfielder, you have a central midfielder, and you have a right back.
Oh, my gosh. And also, sometimes have a cam there, central attacking midfielder.
Yep.
Someone who can make that pass that defies physics. Ah, at one point, 2020, when Bayern won the UEFA, he was easily the best midfielder in the world.
Yep.
At that time. So, seeing players like this, like being available on the market, is like crazy for me. Like it gives you goosebumps.
Can't wait to see where he ends up.
Oh man! And the other thing now, which is what I was gonna ask you about. So obviously, The main clubs in the race for Kimmich, obviously you have your Man City, you have Manchester United, and then potentially Real Madrid.
I think he's going to end up in Man City.
I think Man City has a good chance, specifically because it was once coached by Pep.
Out of the three teams, right? So let's look. what teams are going to be very successful? Out of those three teams that are like, that right now you can say for a fact next season they're going to be close to winning a trophy.
Obviously, I would say either Man City or Madrid.
Okay. Now let's look. What team is he going to have the least amount of competition?
See, that's where I can say Man United.
No. Out of the two teams that are left.
Oh, I'd say Madrid for me.
No, I say Man City.
If you look at, I say Madrid because of the ages of your Toni Kroos.
Yeah, but then you're forgetting they still have players like Tchouaméni. They have...
Shouldn't be a problem for him.
No.
Be a problem for him.
You have younger players who've been in the club a bit longer and that understand the system already.
Because there's the other thing as well. Carvajal's getting old. So that right back position...
But I don't think you're going to sign someone like Kimmich just to put him at right back.
Exactly.
You'd rather buy a full-on right back.
Because look at a Man City. Where's he going to play then?
No, Man City, you know, besides Rodri, who do you have as a CDM?
No one.
Exactly.
But Rodri's there.
Yeah, but you see, Man City is the type... Man City's like Bayern.
Oh, my God.
You will play every second game, maybe every game.
But does he want that?
They can move to playing a double pivot at the back, so two kind of defensive midfielders. Because who's your three center mids?
Currently it's Rodri, Bernardo and De Bruyne, the main ones. And then there's Kovacic, who can't get in the squad yet. There's Nunes, who can't get in the squad yet. So it's still, there's a midfield battle, even there.
You see, because now you're forgetting, in the midfield of Madrid, you have Federico Valverde, you have Tchouaméni, you have Bellingham.
Mm. Valverde plays
you still have sometimes. You still have Goethe, who hasn't come out of the injury zone. Maybe he's taking over from Hazard. You have Camavinga.
Camavinga, we know. He can play anywhere. He can play anywhere. You know,
fans.
Yeah, I think Man City has a good chance. It depends on what he wants. Because Man City, he won't play as much as he played in Bayern, definitely.
I think he could.
I don't think he will.
I think he could.
I don't think he will. I think he has to accept that he, you know, there's some games where he'll come off the bench. There's some, you know what I'm saying?
No, but that's with any team he goes to at this point. You see, the reason, except
for Man United.
Yeah.
Not an easy start, but then he has.
But it also depends, you know, because any good team, right, with a good squad, and I'll be the first to say United squad isn't good. You looked at their game. What was their last game? So they performed well against Liverpool. Mm. And then the game
Brentford.
They played Brentford. It was appalling. It was horrible.
Mm.
The players, and you people can say Ten Hag out as much as they want, but if Bruno's playing bad, who is Ten Hag bringing in?
This is why we need him there. This is why we want him.
You know? And that's the thing. Any team that is good, when a 30-year-old Kimmich is coming in, he can be a start, but he's not going to be a regular. Especially with the amount of football we're playing nowadays.
But guys, this is like Kevin De Bruyne level.
No, like even if you look, Kevin De Bruyne, it's not every single game he's going to play 90 and he's going to start.
No. Obviously, the most needed games, he'll be there.
He'll start.
Yeah.
In games where they see they can bring him off of the bench, they will bring him off of the bench.
They will.
Definitely. You look at the same with like Bernardo Silva.
Yeah. I think your top players wouldn't really mind that.
You look at Man United.
They wouldn't mind
that. They can't really do that. So Man United should be pursuing someone like him just to add more depth to the squad and, you know, allow for more fighting.
It is possible. I mean, he has 1 year left on his deal.
Yeah.
And obviously Bayern would want to sell him now or sell or renew. Obviously, I think they would prefer the renew. But then if he doesn't want to renew, he'd have to leave now. Otherwise, next transfer season, he's gone on a free.
Yeah. And in fact, we need to do a whole show just like focusing on what's happening in Bayern Munich right now because it's shambles.
Oh my gosh.
We will. With them not being... Well, we're going to even speak about it a bit down the line.
We will.
So what was the point that you wanted to speak about before we got distracted?
So it's also Bayern related, but so we all know that Thomas Tuchel is no longer continuing at Bayern Munich.
When the season ends, yeah.
Yes, and Antonio Conte left Spurs in March 2023, and he hasn't had a club since.
Yeah.
So there are talks about him going to Bayern Munich, but a team that's hot on his heels is Napoli, which I think would be.
No, I don't think it's going to work anymore because if I'm not mistaken, this week Napoli signed a new coach.
Did they?
Yeah.
What? So did I look at old news?
Yes.
Gold.com, how could you?
I'm very certain. I could be wrong. I'm now verifying my facts.
It's 18 hours ago.
But I do believe that they signed a new head coach or re-signed a coach.
So it wasn't maybe until the season finishes and then...
It could be. I didn't look at the facts.
Because what they were saying was the Conte and Kane reunion would be possible.
Yeah, no, it's going to be very, very deadly.
Oh my gosh! But then we were.
Oh no, they signed up. Sorry, they signed up a player just 13 days ago.
Oh okay, yeah. Okay, cool. But we.
My bad.
Before that, we need to do a Bayern Munich show where we dedicate and we really look at the situation that's happening there.
Yeah, for me, there's no legend more than the previous coach who literally. Won and left.
Like who? Flick.
The previous coach of Napoli.
Oh, that
what's
guy.
His name? Yeah.
Gives you a scudetto and then says
and then he's gone.
But don't you think that's a symptom of problems?
Why? But we don't know why he left. It's not like he left out of animosity.
Like, you know, like, wow, I want to leave with this team, with this team. And no. And then he leaves.
And then he's done. It's like, ah.
As in, it's all problems. It's like, oh, okay, cool.
No, like, again, it shows you when you have a good manager and you have players that are willing to fight for the manager and you have a board that backs the manager. It's a winning recipe. You know, it is a winning recipe. You good. Like, you look at Man City. As much as people can say oil money, it's oil money that bought the right players. You could be at Chelsea this season where they had American money that bought the wrong players.
Exactly.
You know, or oil money that don't listen to coaches, you know.
And that's it.
Mm.
So you need the right recipe.
Talking about Bayern Munich.
Uh-huh.
It is finally happening. After how long? Dortmund failed to do it.
Twice.
Leipzig
times.
Failed to do it. And now finally, Leverkusen.
Is looking really possible.
Looking very possible. They're about 13 points ahead of Bayern Munich. 13 points. They're pulling a Bayern Munich on Bayern Munich.
Oh my gosh. With how many games left?
It's what? I think they play 32 games a season.
Yes.
They
play 34.
They play 34 and they're currently on 27. You can do the maths.
Oh my gosh. We have about 7 games left.
And
7 games, that's 21 points.
And the record currently, so this is their win-loss-draw record. So Bayern Munich is 19-5-3. Leverkusen is 23-0-4. They still yet to lose a game in the season.
Wait, whoa. So they might pull an invincible.
They could. They're looking like it.
They might pull an Arsenal right here. 0-3-0-4 Arsenal.
Yep.
What?
It's looking very, very likely.
Oh my gosh. Wow. This is amazing. This is insane. I don't think we've... Wow. They're on 73 points. And they still yet to lose in Europe.
Yep. I just want to see, are they still in the Dutch Cup?
Yes, they are.
Yeah?
They are.
They are yet to lose. They can do a treble of their own.
No.
With the Europa.
No.
With Europa League and Cup. And being undefeated in a complete season.
I wonder how many documentaries are going to come out of this.
All or nothing.
This is insane. Wow.
And it just looks like they're on a different level, you know. And there was rumors of the coach leaving at the end of the season. But the rumors have been squashed as he says that he's staying with Leverkusen for at least another season.
My gosh. So he's not done.
He's not done.
In his words, he's not done. And with Bayern Munich, with the situation happening in Munich, and looking at this, there might be a problem next season as well.
Yeah, yeah. You know what they say? You can take the cane out of Tottenham, but you can't take the Tottenham out of the cane.
The season he goes to Bayern Munich. Oh my gosh.
You know, I believe if I was Harry Kane, I would ensure that we win UEFA. I'd freaking start shooting from the halfway line if I have to.
Oh my gosh.
I'll freaking become a defender, a midfielder, and a striker.
Oh my gosh. And I'm just looking at Leverkusen's games. The only team that really has a chance of stopping them would be Dortmund.
I don't even think Dortmund can.
Because Dortmund, they're facing Dortmund on the 21st. Of April.
Yeah, but even if they lose to Dortmund.
Okay, no. As in the team to break their unbeaten record.
And I don't think so. I think it's more likely to be a team that's very defensive, that's gonna score one goal and pack.
Oh, those are the worst.
In fact, it almost happened to them and they end up winning 2-1.
Wow.
So yeah, and even Dortmund this season, they're okay, but they're not as impressive. But some good news for Dortmund fans is that they won the Dutch Classic. The very hard name.
The Klassiker.
The Klassiker.
Yeah.
Winning 2-0 with one of my boys, my star players, Adeyemi.
Oh, yeah.
Scoring a goal 10 minutes into the game.
Bayern Munich is having a rough time.
No, it's rough. No, but when we speak about it, it's actually deep. Like even with with what's his name, Alfonso Davis as well, who's potentially leaving this summer. And then Barca obviously playing dirty tricks as always, but well, Barca has been playing dirty. Let's be honest. You can't allow. And obviously, it's speculation. This is speculation, even though it's been done with a couple of players already. But anyway,
Barca was involved in the Kimmich transfer as well.
You know, allowing players to run down their contracts. Like, I feel like it's a bit of like, if your club wasn't treating you well, okay, cool. But now, like, you have a club that, you know, done so much for you, and then you want to run down your contract so that you can make more money next season for yourself.
I don't know what they say to these players.
You know, like...
I don't know what they say to these players. Cause
like, what's that, brother?
It works. Rafinha did it. Lewandowski did it.
Brother, what's that?
Like, eh, brother.
Eh, brother.
Eh, brother.
But talking, going from one team that is on an all-time high... to another team that is on an all-time low. As Arsenal are currently on the path,
man,
of blowing it. You know,
there's
a show called I Blew It.
Yes.
We should have the Arsenal edition.
Oh, my gosh. This is looking like their second season in a row where things don't go as planned.
And, you know, looking at the remaining games, I don't think that it's looking good for them. So Liverpool is currently number one with 67 points. Arsenal number two with 65 points. And Man City at number three with 64 points. And creeping in slowly is none other than Aston Villa with 59 points.
Okay,
but
okay.
A game at hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say that it's not looking good for them is when you look at the remaining, I believe it's 9 fixtures, right? Yeah, it's about 9 fixtures.
In the Prem,
right? When we look at these fixtures, it's more favoring Man City than anyone else, you know? I think Man City's hardest games coming up is going to be Aston Villa. And
again. Oh, gosh.
And I believe... Where is it? Yes, and Tottenham.
Tottenham Hotspur is not a good team to face, eh?
Yeah, it's doable. Yeah, like it's like your Tottenham. Maybe West Ham can give them a tough time, but also West Ham has been lacking a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
And then when we go in and then we look at somebody like Arsenal, you know.
What they have left.
And now this is where it gets interesting because now Arsenal still has Villa, Brighton, Chelsea, United,
Whoa.
Tottenham.
Okay. I mean, one of those teams... either a draw or a loss, minimum.
Yeah.
There's no way they're doing a clean... No way.
Liverpool still has United.
Yeah.
Tottenham.
Tottenham
and Aston Villa.
Those are the big ones.
So those are the big ones. So I'm thinking this thing can come down to between
City and Liverpool
City
again.
And Liverpool again.
As always.
You know. And the big matches for Liverpool will come down to their match against United and their match... against the last match of the season, which is Wolverhampton Wanderers.
I promise you, if United wins that game against Liverpool, I don't know.
I think it's going to give Arsenal the much-needed boost.
I don't know.
In fact, I think Man United is going to play a big role in this thing because they also have Arsenal.
United and Tottenham.
Yep.
Tottenham.
Because Tottenham still has to play all three.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know why, but the Premier League always, you know, it's always exciting. You never know.
Talking about exciting leagues.
You never know.
Right? The child, the one right under the Premier League, the championship.
Man.
What do we call it? The EFL.
The EFL championship that is slowly growing towards Premier League level. Is it? My gosh.
And it's exciting. Because currently you have... So these are the top 5 teams, right?
Okay.
So you have Ipswich mm-hmm. at 87, Leeds at 86, Leicester at 85, Southampton at 74, West Bromwich at 68, and then at number 6 you have Norwich at 64.
Hectic stuff.
Hectic indeed. Now you're wondering, oh, but why, brother, why is it so hectic? What does that even mean? Mm-hmm. So now, for those who don't know, how it works. Been under a rock.
Yeah.
Basically, are the two top teams, right? Go have automatic promotion into the Premier League, and then I believe it's number 4, number 5, number 6, and number 7 will all play in a knockout type tournament.
What?
Right. So basically, it's a playoff.
So one, how many teams there? One.
Yeah. So and then out of those 4 teams in this whole mini knockout tournament, only one of them will be added and be able to be promoted next season, and that's how the top 3 teams are made.
My gosh, it's gonna be so crazy because anyone can come back.
West
Brom can come back. When last have you seen West Brom in the Prem? It's like 2018, 2017.
Yep.
So it's exciting stuff.
It's gonna be very crazy because now let's say Ipswich and the thing stays exactly as it is right now, Ipswich and Leeds get automatic promotion. That leaves Leeds, Southampton, West Brom, Norwich. Just making sure my calculation is right. Yes, and Norwich all going in for a battle for a promotion spot.
I want...
Now, to make it even more crazy, number 8, right, which is Pearson, right, is currently sitting at 59 points and a game behind 6th place Norwich City, which is at 64.
So they might cover as well.
So they could come.
They close.
Literally everyone from position 11 still has a spot of getting into
the playoffs. Wow.
Because I think between position number 7 and position 14, which is Wolves, right? There's a 10-point difference. Wow. And 5 games left in the season.
Exciting stuff.
So that's 3, 6, 9, 12.
15 points.
They still can get 15 points.
So they can be in there.
They can be in there.
Literally, we are waiting until
the last day.
The last day.
Yeah. It's going to come in close.
I want Leicester, Ipswich, and Leeds to come back.
I think Leicester needs to come back for their sake.
I don't want a team where your Man United can just take points. No.
Ipswich.
I want a team that's gonna disturb the peace.
No, but I want Ipswich to make it through just purely because I like having like these little new teams coming in.
Don't one of the teams in the Prem also play in the playoffs?
No.
They just get delegated.
That's PSL.
PSL,
they do that.
The South African League.
Yeah, I don't hear you. It's done. It's done. You're gone.
Yeah, you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But that is it for this show. We hope you enjoyed.
Because we did.
We did. And we're going to be watching things closely.
Ooh.
As we're coming to the tail end of the 2023-2024 football season.
Wow.
But from me, the one, the only, the final boss, DJ Stones.
The heck?
And with me here is
DJ Sticks, simply.
We're signing out.
Peace.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.